Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Police Chief, Mark Klaus, joining us now for the second of our two-part series. And Chief Klaus, today we're going to be talking about two recent vehicle purchases that were made by the department, approved by City Council. And the first question I have for you is, I guess the two new vehicles that you're going to be getting in the fleet are going to be looking quite a bit different than what Jefferson residents are maybe used to have been seeing around town lately, a sedan look versus the SUV look, which has been absent with the department for a few years. Can you talk to us about those changes, first of all?
Absolutely. We have been running Dodge Chargers. It's a police package charger. It's got different options and heavier brakes and different things than your standard charger does. Those vehicles were very economical. I mean, they were the cheapest law enforcement vehicle that we could get. And they worked out pretty good for us. Unfortunately, now they're just not available. You just can't get them. They're going to be switching to electric versions, no more gas motors, all kinds of things. So we've been forced to kind of change lanes here to a different style of vehicle. And we're going to go with the Ford Explorer Sport Utility Interceptors. They are a little more of an expensive purchase up front, and then in outfitting that vehicle, the cages, all that stuff is a little more expensive than Chargers were. So it is a little bit more of an expense. As far as the approval of, most people are under the perception that I was approved two vehicles. I'm supposed to get my first one in January. That has been on order for about a year now. I mean, it should have actually been purchased out of last year's budget. Well, you can get vehicles. Everybody that bought a vehicle in the last 2 years understands that. So we just couldn't get one. So now that we've switched to the Fords, there's some more availability. So the one that we're supposed to be receiving in January actually was approved in my budget in years past. Every 2 years, we purchase a new patrol vehicle. So the second one, which is the one that the council actually approved for me to order, and that's because of lead time. In mid-November, that ordering process opens up, and it'll be a 2025 model. And obviously, the place the order in November, you're not going to have it in December or January. It's going to be closer to that July mark, which when it comes in, it's going to be maybe a couple months early than my two-year time limit. So it's not so much an extra expense. These are approved in my budgets anyway. The council went ahead and approved that because of this lead time and hard-to-get vehicles. So quicker we get on that list, the quicker we can get that vehicle.
First one was actually in your last fiscal year's budget, but it's going to be coming in January after a year of waiting for something to happen. And this newer vehicle is purchased with this year's fiscal year budget, but it won't be getting to you until closer to next summer.
It's actually the second vehicle that we're ordering is in our 24-25
budget. Okay, so next fiscal year.
Yes, budget. Yes. Okay. And that's why I say if it comes in, say, June, it's essentially a month early. So I'm very glad the council could see that process and the problems we've been having and go ahead and bless the order of that. Otherwise, if we wait until that time comes when it's time to order that vehicle per our two-year policy, you're waiting a year. So that's what happened to me this time. And so now we're kind of off cycle and just trying to get back on that cycle.
And both these vehicles obviously are in your budget. So it's not like you're having to do a budget amendment or something like that.
Correct. That is correct.
Sooner or later, all the chargers will be out of service then, because then you'll still have maybe one or two left or hanging around until you can't have them around anymore.
Right. They go through. The new vehicle is the duty vehicle, and that's because we want our frontline officers to have the best equipment that we have available to them. So it starts out as a duty vehicle. The unfortunate part of that is it means it runs 24/7 for that 2 years. Then after that two-year period, it would fall down in line to what we call our supervisors or our overlap vehicle. It gets a lot less usage during that. And then after that 2 years when we purchase again, then that vehicle falls to the third slot, which could be an academy car to drive to training, different things like that. So, yeah, we're still going to have a couple Chargers around for a while.
And that was Jefferson Police Chief Mark Klaus joining us for our second of our two-part series. Today's Let's Talk Green County program is presented today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant in North Elm in Jefferson. Enjoy that delicious A&W All-American food 7 days a week, and they're open daily at 10:30 a.m. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.